What does utopia look like to you?
Hi, I'm Rick Steves. Journalist Lisa Napoli may have found Shangri-La while working in a remote kingdom in the Himalayas.
It's really like a moment frozen in time in much of Bhutan because it doesn't have the menacing forces of the outside world, electricity, roads.
On the other hand, Sweden aims for a more modern version of the ideal society, where there's still time to enjoy yourself and your family.
Walking around in Stockholm, you can see daddies with the strollers, with the babies, and they're sitting in the cafes and drinking latte and having a great time with their friends.
A guide from Stockholm explains how modern Sweden works in the hour ahead. And author J. Martin Truce tells us how he found solace on some of the most remote islands of the South Pacific.
You know, you have the fruit off the trees, you have the fish in the sea, you have the water that comes from the sky. It's a more primeval life in a way.
Come along as we look for paradise in all sorts of places. It's Travel with Rick Steves.